Once you discover what works for you, the next stage is now learning the discipline, the risk management, and all that.
Yeah.
And that is where you initially begin with a smaller amount of capital. So if, let's say, you start learning Forex today and you have gone through the two processes and now you have some savings, let's say you have 2 million in your bank, don't just go and put 2 million in your trading account. So you might want to start small. Maybe you deposit $100. You trade for a while, see how you perform, then analyze your performance for that $100.
Yeah.
And if you are doing well and you are doing well, your confidence is growing, your skill is good, then you can consider, let's say, adding another $500.
Yeah.
And as you grow in terms of skill and experience,
mm-hmm.
you will know exactly at some point, now I'm ready to deposit
the other 500. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hi, and welcome to another episode of Make Money, the podcast. And today, anyone who has been on YouTube and the advertisement you have been served, a lot of them have to do with trading, you know, Forex, CFDs, commodities, even gold. And it's important to have this conversation because as we look to diversify our investment, there are a lot of ways that you can go about it. And one of them is through trading. And while many might think of it as gambling, it's important to also have an idea of what it is about. And I'm happy to have Mr. Rufus Kamau on the podcast this week. Mr. Kamau is a research and market analyst at FX Pesa. You're also a contributor with our sales at The Business Daily and Forbes Digital Assets. And so, Mr. Rufus, welcome to the podcast, first off.
Thank you for hosting me.
Yeah, and I think in democratizing finance and, you know, you've allowed the system or the innovation within your space has allowed folks ordinary like myself to actually invest in assets we never thought we would do before. You know, you're talking about gold to, you know, someone perhaps with only 5,000 shillings a week. And commodities are the same. Currencies, I think Forex has been a big one. And, you know, it's a question I always face from people.
Yeah.
You know, where do I start in terms of trading?
Yeah.
What are the opportunities? And, you know, can I really make money? That's a question that's always often asked. And I think to jump straight into this conversation, there's a caution that you guys offer, you know, yourself as FX person and also peers within the space, that 86 to 91% of accounts are losing money.
Yeah.
So basically, almost 9 out of every 10 persons will almost end up digging a hole or burning a hole in their pocket, in a sense.
Well, I would say it's... in the reporting, so I'll try and help you understand how it works.
Yeah.
So this is something that was implemented by our regulator, the Capital Markets Authority of Kenya, in September last year.
Yeah.
For all brokers to report the number of retail clients who are making money or losing money.
Yeah.
But then it doesn't cover the overall performance. Like, let's just say you started trading today and you deposited $50 in your trading account. So if you happen to lose that money, and a lot more beginners happen to lose that money within that period, then you report that as a loss. But then if you come back and then, let's say, after you have studied and understood trading, and then you become profitable, by that period, there'll be another person who has already just started, and maybe they have just lost their first account.
Yeah.
So it's not something that is fixed per se, that every time you deposit money, you lose money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a process. Like Forex traders go through a process where you don't just trade in your first month and overall we say this is profitable, this is not profitable. You develop over time, you keep learning, improving until you become profitable.
Yeah.
So it's more of a career path than like one thing that you do once and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of people tend to have the sense that it's somewhere I can make overnight fortunes, you know, generate quite enormous amounts of profit and, you know.
Well, I would say that if you stick in this career path for long enough, then you will definitely get rewards. So it's not something that you'll learn in 2 weeks. And then the next 3-6 months, you have a Mercedes-Benz. No.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that really takes time. It's just a career like any other. So just like a doctor goes to school, studies for 4 or 5 years before they start getting rewards for their investment, it's the same thing that happens in Forex. So for instance, at FX Pesa, which was the first broker to get a license from the CMA, we were having like really bad numbers at the beginning. But for the better part of this year, we have been reporting what 63.3% of our traders have been losing money, and like having dropped that number from as high as 97-98%. And we have only achieved this through consistent education to our clients. So we offer a lot of support, and this support is mainly through education. So we have been running an academy with the physical offices. We have been doing daily videos. We have built courses online. We have two like really good podcasts. We have the Financially Incorrect podcast, which covers personal finance and how to manage your finances. And then we have the Bullish Banter podcast. So on this podcast, we try to understand the key global trends. So for instance, this what's currently happening in the US, the US election happening on 5th. So we try to break this information down. How might this impact the markets? Where could you find opportunities? So you get this premium content that when you open your trading platform to look for positions, you're able to do it from an informed perspective. So it's not just opening your smartphone and looking for trades. There's more research and understanding of the markets before you take those positions.
Why do you think there's been this perception around trading and, you know, be it Forex or gold or commodities, whatever it might be, CFDs? Why do you think there's been this perception of overnight success? Is it an infiltration perhaps by bad actors? I would not like to call them fraudsters per se, but is it an infiltration of the trade by bad actors who, you know, people would, you know, people would suggest that, you know, you can send whatever stock or whatever commodity or whatever currency to the moon, you know, a certain currency pair is going to the moon, a certain, you know, a certain cryptocurrency is also going to the moon. And you tend to see a lot of infiltration by actors who might not be like yourself. You know, you did mention this is a career, this is not something to come in overnight. Why do you think there's a high infiltration of this sector of yours by quite, you know, people promising, you know, heaven and manna?
I would like to say, in any industry where there's a lot of money moving around, it attracts a lot of bad actors. So if you realize, let's say, there's a lot of activity happening in Forex trading, then scammers will be targeting that particular market. So if it's crypto and you hear like, let's say what, Bitcoin has hit a new all-time high, there will definitely be some form of scammers looking to exploit that. So I believe the industry has really matured. Back then in the day, we used to have these kind of scams coming up every time. They would be more like deposit money with us. We trade for you. We'll be giving you 30, 40, 50%, even 100% per month. And all those scams ended up hurting a lot of people and their savings. But then those scams are much less and less today because of the kind of information we are providing there. And also, I think it has been a big step by the CMA to provide this environment where traders can approach the markets from a regulated environment. So back in the day, people would use foreign platforms. They are not regulated. The Kenyan traders don't get any support. And in those days, a lot of people would lose money in the markets. However, today you're able to build bit by bit, whether you are young or let's say you're working, whether you're in school, you're able to start that path bit by bit. You start by learning what is Forex, how do I trade, how do I manage risk. You're able to practice on a demo. You can start with a small amount. And then bit by bit, as you grow your skill, then eventually you start getting some good rewards. So far, I think there has been a lot of bad actors. And mainly because they overpromise and then underdeliver. So guys will be like, we are selling very good signals. If you buy our signals, you'll make a lot of money. But that guy is probably riding a, you know, top class German car,
yeah,
but they're earning most of the money from basically selling you the signals,
yeah,
rather than trading.
Yeah.
So yes, there is a lot of bad actors in the market,
mm-hmm,
and part of what we are doing at FX Pesa is opening up this industry so that information is accessible to everyone.
Yeah.
So you are able to focus on what really matters. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think another question that comes up around trading mostly is,
yeah,
you know, you are a retail investor. You should be sticking around and waiting, given your investment time to mature in a sense.
Yeah.
So a lot of people tend to fail or struggle to differentiate between trading and gambling, where, you know, you get the same sense of, you know, you are trading for, let's say you are trading in the US and, you know, you want to trade within a certain time period and, you know, see your return within, you know, a couple of hours. And sometimes people struggle to differentiate that with, you know, betting in the sports market, where you're also trying to make a return within the same short period.
Well,
where is the line between, you know, gambling and trading? And I know a lot of people will always bring up this question. Trading, isn't it not gambling?
Well, as I always say,
gambling
is an entertainment product.
Mm-hmm.
Like the entire industry of gambling is entertainment.
Yeah.
So if personally I had to gamble, let's say what, on a game on the Premier League over the weekend,
yeah,
I would take some cash out of my entertainment budget.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where personal finance comes in. So when you're making decisions about whether it's your savings and your investments, you might also have, let's say, a lifestyle budget, and you decide for the weekend, as I enjoy, let's say, a drink or a beverage, I'll be setting this money aside for entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
So in that case, it might make sense. But then when you approach the global financial markets,
mm-hmm,
whether you are trading Forex, whether you're trading commodities such as gold, oil, indices, you know, this, you have to treat this as your business. So when you basically open that trading account and you deposit your own money,
mm-hmm,
that's basically a financial vehicle that you're driving. So a lot of people tend to struggle with discipline rather than what you'd phrase as trading versus gambling.
Yeah.
So in most cases, it's basically people being indisciplined in their trading activity,
mm-hmm,
and they pay heavily for that.
Yeah.
So if you're not disciplined and you decide, oh, there's this big announcement, it's non-farm payrolls, the US is reporting on interest rates and something, and then you take a big gamble in the markets, then it's more of a discipline issue or lack of education issue,
yeah,
compared to, let's say, saying gambling versus trading.
Yeah.
Because in trading, it's a career.
Yeah.
I know a trader who was trading in the Forex market before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're still doing it.
And they're still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one person who was trading before I was born. So that's back in the 80s. They're still trading. So it's a path that has been there. It's an industry that has been growing. It's only that in Kenya, it's just 6 years old since it got regulated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's much the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think coming next, this is a conversation I think we've had on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, we'll exchange these texts.
Yeah.
And I think I remember asking, you know, how long will it take to learn a lot? Yeah. I think I picked up a book on technical analysis, still looking to wrap it up. It still has quite a lot. You know, you learn the various signal, reversal signal, trends.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think candlesticks is another, you know, there are quite a lot of things to learn. Now, for most people who, you know, want to get into that category of the successful traders, you know, you don't want to always be in the 86 to 91% of accounts losing money. You want to come into becoming a successful participant.
Yeah.
Then time poetry makes the work put in behind the scenes to learn. Where does someone start? You know, an 18-year-old who, you know, unfortunately, I'm no longer 18. So that's someone much, much younger than I am, you know, a decade or thereabout younger than I am. They did ask me, by the way, where do we start? And Rufus, I'm happy to have you here because now I can pose the question. Where does someone start who might not know about, you know, the signals you're pointing to, the non-farm payrolls data, CPI data coming out. Sometimes it's interest rate decision by the various central banks around the world that you are having to trade on. Those are the informations, earning seasons.
Yeah.
There's a lot to take in for someone, you know, who perhaps they're doing something else. They want to pick up trading as a pastime or maybe as a side hustle or something in that line. Where do you start when there's so much to consume? I realize it's so much than I thought.
Well, I would say that the internet is an like ocean of information.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it might be hard to pinpoint on what exactly you need. So let's just say at FXPesa we have built this platform that basically allows you to shorten the journey between being a complete beginner to now becoming a very informed, likely to be successful trader, or what you call a pro trader. So what you basically do, you go through a basic course that gives you introduction. I've already built that.
Yeah.
It's called Novice to Pro. Mm-hmm. So far we have over 50,000 traders who have gone through it. It's free and available on our FXPesa YouTube.
Yeah.
So from there, you learn the basics from what is Forex, what are candlesticks, technical patterns, what is fundamental analysis, how do you manage your risk, how do you build a strategy, and you also look at the psychology of trading. So that's just the basics. Those are like the simplest things that you need to know.
Yeah.
Think about it this way. If you go to a driving school, you basically learn some of the basics. You learn this is the brake pedal, that's it.
Yeah.
You never have to learn it again.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are these proceeding education that you need to keep on learning.
Yeah.
So we provide this additional support through other platforms. On one hand, we have these live sessions that we do daily.
Mm-hmm.
We call them market snapshots. So every day from Monday to Friday at 11 a.m., we'll do a live YouTube. We also do go live on Twitter. And I'll do my research and present you a summary. I'll tell you, today, these are the top news that are currently moving the markets today.
Yeah.
And then I'll show you this is how we're expecting this news to be impacting the markets.
Yeah.
So if you are just waking up and looking for a trading opportunity, whether you are trading on a demo account or a live account, you'll know exactly what to be looking for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Then that will help you build that culture of basically analyzing the markets and relating what's happening in the macro to technicals to what's happening on your real charts.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, we also have a podcast, as I mentioned, the Bullish Banter, where we go deeper to explain some of these issues. So on top of that, I've been doing macro commentary, writing articles for Business Daily, Forbes. Sometimes I write on Kenyan Wall Street. Sometimes I'm writing on Twitter. We basically try to provide as much objective information as possible.
Yeah.
But then we also have to agree. We don't have monopoly of information. And you, as a young trader, you are not limited to studying what FXPesa is offering.
Yeah.
You can always go out there.
Mm-hmm.
So my personal advice would be, as much as you go through the courses that we provide, at least take advantage of this AI revolution. Find a nice app, let's say ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So if there's a concept you don't understand, ChatGPT will lay it down so easily, and it will be more factual than any other website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you kind of walked through. Now, the thing, the question I would like to add to that is around, in realistic, how much time do you give yourself? I know a lot of us don't have patience. I'm hoping to come to you, open an account today, have it verified with yourself, you know, go through the KYC and whatever else, and start trading tomorrow.
Yeah.
How realistic is the time one should give themselves to be like, okay, now at least I can try dip my foot into it?
Well, it's more like a video game, where you grow through different levels.
Yeah.
So when you are starting, you are a complete beginner. You don't know anything. So first, you invest time in education. You need to learn what are these different concepts, what is non-farm payrolls, what are central banks, how do they impact currencies, why is oil going up because of this and that.
Yeah.
So the first stage of your Forex journey is basically education.
Mm-hmm.
Second stage is practice. And practice, you go through a demo account, you practice different asset classes. You might realize that you are really good at trading, let's say, US equity indices like SP 500 to trading, let's say, Forex, Euro, USD, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to discover what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you discover that through practice. So once you discover what works for you, the next stage is now learning the discipline, the risk management, and all that.
Yeah.
And that is where you initially begin with a smaller amount of capital. So if, let's say, you start learning Forex today and you have gone through the two processes and now you have some savings. Let's say you have 2 million in your bank. You don't just go and put 2 million in your trading account. So you might want to start small. Maybe you deposit $100. You trade for a while, see how you perform, then analyze your performance for that $100.
Yeah.
And if you are doing well, and you are doing well, your confidence is growing, your skill is good, then you can consider, let's say, adding another $500.
Yeah.
And as you grow in terms of skill and experience, you will know exactly at some point, now I'm ready to deposit
the other 500. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. All right. The other question is around, you did mention regulation, which is important, you know, wanting to deal with a regulated entity that, you know, you know, you're trying to avoid the bad apples here in the market.
Yeah.
In terms of picking the right broker, I think fees always comes to mind. What should you consider when you're going for a broker? And like I said, the YouTube adverts are quite diverse. I'll see FX, I'll see somebody else. There are quite a number of them.
Yeah.
First, how do those fees apply, and how can I pick the best broker that will work for me so that I ensure I'm not trying to make money also for the broker? I'm not trying to just feed the broker. I'm also trying to keep some profit to myself.
I can take you back to when I started trading back in 2013.
Yeah.
Like, there were so many challenges. Quotes from foreign brokers would come in 4 decimals. Today, they are in 5 decimals.
Yeah.
A trader would understand that. Then there is the issue of deposits and withdrawals. We would do a bank wire to, let's say, UK, Cyprus, to take 3 to 5 business days. For your deposit to reflect in your account.
Yeah.
So having now worked in this regulated environment, you can see all the benefits we get that you're able to deposit via M-Pesa, maybe Equity Bank or whatever financial platform you're using, and you'll get those instant deposits and withdrawals, zero fees. So that is key advantage that we get from being within this regulated environment in Kenya. But then when you look at other factors, it's a very competitive industry. So if you look at the, let's say, the spreads that brokers will charge for different instruments, they don't vary as much.
Yeah.
Like if you're a broker and you are deemed as the expensive one, all the Kenyan traders will be moving to this other side.
To the cheaper one, in essence.
So the charges are usually very small and they kind of balance between different brokers. So if you look at the commissions, the spreads, they don't differ a lot because no broker wants to offer an expensive product.
Yeah. Okay?
So the things I would consider like really important and interesting to me as a trader before I select a broker is the kind of support I get from this broker. Like, do I get this support in terms of education? For instance, personally as a market analyst, if I was to do a function, let's say around Nairobi, I would charge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But if I'm offering it for free and the broker is basically paying me, it basically means that the broker is paying professionals to support its clients.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if a broker is just dumping a product on you and then go figure it out, just trade on the platform, whether you make or lose money, they don't care.
Yeah.
That's not the right broker you are looking for.
That's a red flag.
Yeah. Okay. So you want a broker that provides support,
basically
holds your hand from being a beginner and keeps supporting you until you start making money. So that's the big part you have been doing as FXPesa, so that we have these long-term relationships with clients. And of course, there's no business that wants to work for 3-4 years and then close down.
Yeah.
You need to have those long-term clients that you have this relationship that 10, 20 years from now, these guys will still be trading with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Great. So just to wrap it up, I think you also do quite a bit of work on broader financial literacy.
Yeah.
I've seen some of yourself in Nakuru, Eldoret, which I like. You know, we are moving away from just the city.
Yeah.
Perhaps anyone interested to know, where would I find Rufus Kamau? Where could I learn more? I had a question on a certain reversal signal that we might not cover here today.
Yes.
Where do they find you and how do they interact with your work?
So my most important platform and the one I interact with the most is Twitter or X. And my handle is RufusKE.
Yeah.
So from there, I'm able to bring updates to my clients and my followers on what's happening in the markets.
Yeah.
Updates on content I've created. Let's say I did some research on personal finance. I published on Business Daily Forbes or whatever.
Yeah.
I basically bring it on one platform where from this platform, you're able to learn about everything.
Feed into.
So if you have an event, I would definitely be posting it there.
Mm-hmm.
If we have, let's say, a session, a Twitter space, I will bring all those updates there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mr. Rufus, thanks very much for being on the podcast. And we appreciate you, and hoping we'll have you maybe some other day discussing more on the technical side or the fundamental analysis. I know many people might ask, what do I trade on fundamentals? Do I trade on technicals?
Yeah.
That's a conversation we'll be able to have some other time. But for today, we thank you for being on the podcast.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
And I would really appreciate another session.
Great. Thank you. And that has been Rufus Kamau, a market analyst at FX Pesa. And that has been another episode of Make Money the Podcast.